Do you ever feel like you're being outsmarted by the people around you, and wonder how some seem to always have the upper hand? What if I told you that with a few powerful Stoic principles, you can turn the tables and outsmart anyone without them even realizing it? In this video, we will explore 7 Stoic-inspired steps that will help you outsmart anyone and everyone around you. These steps are not about trickery or manipulation, but about understanding human behavior, mastering your mind, and positioning yourself in a way that puts you ahead without compromising your integrity. Lesson 1. Stay quiet and let others talk more than you. Letting people talk more gives you useful information that can help you figure out what drives, weakens, and drives them. People's words can tell you a lot about them. If you stay quiet, you can become an observer and learn things that can help you handle the talk or situation better. Being quiet doesn't mean you're passive. It means choosing to listen instead of taking over the talk. People who are willing to listen are the most strong in a world where everyone wants to say what they think. This is because when people talk, they often share their weak spots without meaning to. They show how they think, what worries them, and what they want to achieve. By keeping quiet, you give them the impression that they are in charge while you get the information you need to change or direct the situation as needed. Stoicism is based on the idea that you should take care of what you can and let go of what you can't. You can't change what other people say, but you can change how you react. You can change the course of a talk by how much you listen. It's easy to get ahead in social situations if you listen more than you speak. This is because people tend to underestimate people who speak less. People think that being quiet means you are weak, but it's actually a sign of knowledge. Besides that, staying quiet helps you keep your emotions in check. The Stoics taught that it's important to keep your feelings in check, and that staying quiet lets you watch things without reacting right away. Other people may get emotionally attached to what they say, but you stay calm and in charge of your ideas. These skills will help you stay calm while getting information, which will allow you to trick those around you. To put it simply, quiet is strength. Allowing others to talk helps you learn useful things and keep your cool, which are 2 important skills for beating anyone around you. Lesson 2. Influence people by listening carefully. When you practice listening well, you can become someone who people look up to. Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic thinker, once said, "What matters is not what happens to you, but how you react to it." How you react in a conversation can either build trust and influence or put distance between you. A strong way to persuade others is to carefully listen to what they are saying, not just hear them. People feel important when you listen carefully. You can hear and understand them. The speaker gets little attention from most people because they are thinking about what they want to say next. People will believe and respect you more if you do the opposite and really listen. Since people are more likely to follow the lead of someone they think knows them, this trust lets you influence them in a hidden way. Stoicism says that one of the most important virtues is wisdom, which means seeking information and understanding. You don't just learn something when you listen carefully. You also show that you respect the person who is talking, which helps you connect with them. Building rapport is the key to having an impact. People are usually more willing to listen to and follow the advice of people they feel really understand them. When you listen carefully, you can also figure out how someone is feeling and what they want to say. Not just what they're saying in a direct sense, but also how they feel and why they're doing what they're doing. You can change the talk in ways that help you reach your goals if you can pick up on these unspoken things. For instance, if you notice that someone is worried or uncertain, you can reassure them or gently lead them to a choice that is good for both of you. You also give yourself time to process the information and think critically when you listen without reacting right away. This fits with the Stoic idea that you shouldn't respond. The Stoics thought that people should think about what they were going to say before they spoke. They felt that people should not act on impulse. This careful method will help you persuade others better because your answers will be well thought out and based on knowledge. Lesson 3. Always prepare more than others. Being ready is important for success in any task, but it's especially important when you're trying to trick other people. Being well prepared in life means that you have already thought about possible problems and come up with ways to solve them. You have an advantage over other people when you prepare more than they do, because you've already thought through different results and scenarios. Getting ready gives you confidence and a sense of being in charge, which some people might not have. The person who has taken the time to prepare will always be ahead, whether it's a business meeting, a discussion, or a social event. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to think things through and be logical. A well-prepared person doesn't depend on luck or being in the mood at the moment. They plan ahead and make sure they have the information and skills they need to deal with anything. If you prepare more than other people, you give yourself the power to trick them because you've thought of options they haven't even considered. Getting ready also helps you keep your cool under pressure, which is a key Stoic trait. The Stoics thought it was important to be emotionally strong and not let bad things affect you. If you've planned ahead well, you won't have to worry or feel stressed when problems come up out of the blue. People who aren't ready will find it hard to stay calm and handle the situation with clarity and focus, but you can. Also, when you're ready, you can guess what other people want, need, and are weak in. You can put yourself in a situation that gives you power because you can see what's coming. One example is that if you know more about a subject than the other person, you can steer the talk in a way that helps you. You can also address possible complaints before they even come up in a negotiation. This will impress the other person and make them less likely to push back. Getting ready doesn't just mean learning more or getting better at something. It also means being mentally and emotionally ready for anything that comes your way. Many people only do the bare minimum, but the person who plans well will always be smarter than those around them. Lesson 4. Trick people by making them think they're in control. Letting other people think they are in charge is one of the best ways to trick them. This plan is based on the Stoic idea that you should control your own emotions and not try to openly control other people. The Stoics thought that people should be humble and not feel like they had to show themselves to other people. You can gently steer people toward results that are in line with your goals by making them feel like they are in charge. People like being able to make their own choices and feel like they have power. Let someone think they are in charge of a situation. This makes them less likely to fight or resist your impact. They might even be more willing to follow your lead if they think it was their idea all along. This is a strong psychological trick that can be used in conversations, agreements, and even personal relationships. Stoicism says that we shouldn't care about how our deeds turn out. Instead, we should focus on doing the right thing. In this case, it's not right to force or control other people. It's better to gently lead them. You show patience, humility, and wisdom, which are all Stoic traits, when you let other people think they are in charge. Others are not being forced to do what you want. You are letting them come to the conclusions you want them to have on their own. People are less likely to fight something they think they are choosing for themselves, which makes this strategy very successful. You can get what you want without making problems or facing resistance because it's an indirect form of control. People are less defensive when they feel like they have power, which makes them more open to your ideas and suggestions. Stoicism puts a lot of weight on accepting what we can't change and taking charge of what we can. You can't change what other people do, but you can change how you affect them. One way to have an effect on someone without getting in their way is to let them believe they are in charge. That way, you can trick people and get the upper hand because they won't see it coming. You can steer people toward the results you want without them even realizing it if you let them think they are in charge. This is one of the best ways to stay humble and wise like a Stoic while still getting what you want. Lesson 5. Learn new things to surprise people with your creative thoughts. Stoicism tells us to keep learning throughout our lives. The Stoics thought that you should always be learning new things and getting better at yourself. This way of thinking can help you trick other people. Learning about a lot of different things gives you the skills to bring up new and surprising ideas in talks. This can catch people off guard and make you seem like someone who is always planning. When you know something that other people don't, you have an immediate benefit. People naturally want to be around people who can give them new ideas and views. This is because most people stick to what they know and believe. People will think you are informed and wise if you can give them new information or facts that go against what they think by challenging their beliefs with well-researched facts. The Stoics, especially Marcus Aurelius, said that learning more about the world was very important. When you learn about a lot of different things, you develop intellectual flexibility that lets you handle different talks and situations. Being flexible is important for getting ahead, because it lets you approach problems and challenges in ways that others haven't thought of. As an example, you place yourself as a thought leader if you can bring up an idea from psychology, economics, or even philosophy in a business meeting that no one else has thought of. This can give you a big edge in negotiations or when making decisions, since people are naturally drawn to those with new and interesting ideas. People will also be surprised by how informed you are in many areas. People's expectations are upset when you show understanding in a subject they didn't think you would because you challenged their beliefs. You can use this element of surprise to your advantage, because it makes people think about their own situations and look to you for advice. One of the most important traits in Stoicism is wisdom. You show this trait by always looking for new information and ideas. When you learn something new, you can trick other people by giving them new ideas they haven't thought of before. It's helpful to be able to think quickly and clearly in any scenario. Basically, one Stoic habit is to learn new things. This way, you can surprise people with your new ideas and show that you are always ahead of the curve. You will be smarter than everyone else around you thanks to this intellectual flexibility. Lesson 6. Watch body language to know what others feel. Stoicism teaches us to be clear-headed and wise about how we see the world around us. Body language is one of the most important things you can notice when you're with other people. People often show how they really feel without saying anything. Instead, they use their body language, facial emotions, and posture. If you pay close attention to body language, you can figure out what other people are really thinking and feeling, which always gives you an edge. When people talk to each other, words only make up a small part of what they say. The rest comes from body language. The Stoics thought it was important to understand how people think and feel, and body language is a big part of that. Being able to learn useful things from watching how other people move, stand, and respond to different situations is better than just reading what they say. It could mean that someone is not as open as they say they are if they are saying they agree with you, but their body is turned away or their arms are crossed. If someone moves around a lot or avoids eye contact, it could mean they are feeling worried or uncomfortable. These small cues can help you change how you talk to them or negotiate, giving you the upper hand. Stoicism tells us to keep our cool and think things through when things get tough. If you pay attention to body language, you can better keep your cool because you can tell how other people are feeling. In this way, you can react with logic and reason instead of letting your feelings get the best of you. You can figure out what someone is going to do next by reading their body language, which gives you a strategic edge. Once you know how other people are feeling through their body language, you can change how you react to fit the situation. For instance, if you think someone is being defensive, you can be less direct with them to make them feel better. So, if you see someone who is excited and eager, you can match that to get to know them better. Being able to read and react to other people's body language is a key skill for getting ahead, because it lets you control how the conversation flows. By watching body language is a Stoic way to observe and judge that helps you understand other people better. If you pay attention to body language, you can figure out what someone is thinking and feeling before they even say it. Lesson 7. Act and let others underestimate you. Allowing other people to underestimate you is one of the best ways to get ahead of them. This philosophy comes from the Stoic idea of being humble. The Stoics thought that we shouldn't look for approval or praise from other people. Instead, they said, we should focus on doing the right thing and staying true to ourselves. When you let other people think less of you, you show humility and set yourself up to surprise them when the time is right. People often judge others based on how they look or their first opinion of them. They will become less cautious and less alert if you let them think that you are less skilled or aware than you really are. These steps give you a sense of surprise, which is useful in any scenario. People are less likely to fight with you or try to bring you down if they don't see you as a threat. This lets you get ahead of them without any trouble. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to what we do and not think about how other people see us. You can stay out of sight and reach your goals without drawing unwanted attention to yourself when you do things without wanting to be noticed. Others won't be expecting you to have the skills or knowledge that you do, which lets you move more effectively. People are also less likely to closely watch your actions when they think less of you. You are now free to take smart risks or do things that other people might not expect. When they find out how good you really are, it's often too late for them to catch up. In situations where people are always trying to beat each other, this method works especially well. You can sneakily reach your goals and trick everyone around you if you stay humble and let them think less of you. Stoicism is all about mastering yourself and being strong inside, not getting approval from other people. You are following the Stoic virtue of humility and setting yourself up for success when you let other people put you down. Being humble and carefully planning your moves are the keys to beating the people around you in a way that follows Stoic principles. Finally, a smart Stoic way to get ahead is to act in a way that makes other people think less of you. It lets you work without being seen, which lets you surprise and get around people who think they have the upper hand.